This is GQDN for Friday, February 9th, 2024, brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. They're very good. After you get your drink mixes, go to the checkout line. I like the Red Rocket. You know I've been drinking Red Rocket. I might try something else. Put in the promo code Quest. Quest is a promo code. It gives you 25% off of your purchase. It's good. Good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. If you want to talk with us, if you want to be a part of GQ2, if you want to see GQ2, go to patreon.com/thegroupquest. Become a Patreon. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some equipment. We got a little bit of World of Warcraft. And what did Helldivers 2 do? But we start today with GTA 6. And this comes to us from GameSpot.com. And what they're saying is that GTA 6 may be coming a little later than what we thought. So GTA 6 was thought to be released in 2025. And that was according to Take-Two's latest earnings briefing, which did give some clues as to what's going to happen next year. But according to some Take-Two management, they were saying that GTA 6 would release during the company's fiscal year 2025, which runs from April 1st, 2024 to March 31st, 2025. And that was during the Take-Two's earnings call, because the company did show a lower revenue guidance for 2025 than before. And it had given an enormous revenue potential for GTA 6, which means GTA 6 may be set for release in 2026 for the fiscal year, their fiscal year, which means April 1st, 2025 to March 31st, 2026. So does that mean that April 1st be the first date to look at for GTA 6? We shall find out. However, GTA 5, according to Eurogamer, is very close to 200 million sales. And they are very close, because right now they're at 195 million copies that sold to date. And they have more than 5 million copies that was shifted over the past 3 months. So once again, that's part of the Take-Two's financial call. So we know that Grand Theft Auto has been quite the game series. And right now the GTA franchise has 420 million games that have been sold. And GTA 5 sold half of that. So, good job to them. And good job to some players, too. Because Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, well, fans are getting some really creative things in the demo. That includes pianos. Yeah, somebody's playing piano. And with Cloud playing the piano, is what you could do with the left and right joysticks. That could be quite the thing. As what we know, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is right now a demo and will be coming to us in 20 days. 20 days. Here we go. Oh, and Ubisoft will not increase their investment in VR. IGN did report this one, and this is a bit troublesome because they have some disappointing sales from the Assassin's Creed Nexus VR. Now, during their financial Q&A, Ubisoft talked about the third quarter sales for 2024, and the CEO, Yves Guillemot, did respond to a question from a caller who did ask about the VR development due to the VR sales, like the Apple Vision Pro. And Guillemot did say that he does not want to invest as much as what he thought due to the Nexus VR sales. So here's what he said, quote, "We have been a bit disappointed by what we were able to achieve on VR with Assassin's Creed. It did okay, and it did continue to sell, but we thought it would sell more, so we are not increasing our investments on VR at the moment because it needs to take off," end quote. Now, a game is ending its support. Via Game Informer, Dead Cells co-developer Evil Empire is ending its support. So here's what Evil Empire did say on X. Quote, "After 5 years of service, we're hanging up the Dead Cells coat. We're extremely proud of our work and countless updates of DLC, but now it's time for something shiny and new. Or maybe more than one thing. More on that very soon. Read our full statement below." So we'll see what they do next. Oh, and Ori's getting delayed too. The Eurogamer, the next game from Ori and the Blind Forest, developer Moon Studios, is getting delayed. It is called No Rest for the Wicked. It's an action RPG with dark visuals, and it is a bit of a departure from the Ori games. Now, that was revealed at the Game Awards last December, but the developer gave an early access window on Steam over the first 3 months. Now, there is no reason for the delay, but we may hear about the game on the 1st of March, and that'll be the Private Division's Wicked Insight Showcase, and the game will release on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, after its early access launch on Steam. So we'll see what happens there. Oh, Polygon said that Helldivers 2 just passed the God of War to become the biggest PlayStation game on Steam. So, yep, that did happen. Now, Helldivers 2 reached 81,840 concurrent players on Steam, and God of War had its peak at 73,529. So, that is pretty good by them. Well done to them. Maybe well done to these three, too. Syracuse University has hired 3 members to start up their esports program. This comes to us from esportsinsider.com, and those people are Nikita Bear, Sean Kelly, and Travis Yang. Nikita will take over as the esports program manager. Kelly will act as the director of the production and outreach, and Yang is the director of competition at the university. Now, these hires come from coaching, production, and academic backgrounds. They're expected to lead their respective sectors to grow the university's esports program as a whole. Some new esports program, Miss Nikita Bear, did have some esports program in New England at Northeastern University in Boston. And he also worked at Shenandoah University as an esports coordinator. So what Joey Garasek, the executive director of esports communications and the management degree program at Syracuse, did say, quote, "We are fortunate enough to bring in some of the top talent with the most experience in all collegiate esports to support the growth and expansion of the esports program here at Syracuse University. We will be able to offer a diverse set of programming across different areas of esports and gaming that no other university can offer. I can't wait to get to work with this group of talented individuals so we can build an exciting and beneficial program for our current and future learners that truly goes beyond gaming." Very good, and very good to these players. Fiji 24/7 did say that World of Warcraft Season of Discovery players finished their raid in 12 hours, no less. So basically, those 12 hours were spent from getting to level 25 to 40, get some gear, but also made their way inside the new raid, and they cleared out all the bosses in the world first clear. And that was won by Nova. That's a group of 5 mages, 2 warlocks, 2 priests, and a shaman. Well done to them. How about some hardware? PC Games End did say that AMD and NVIDIA graphics card prices are on sale. And in fact, the Sapphire Pulse Radeon RX 7900 XT is at $761. That's Amazon. And the MSI Ventus GeForce RTX 4070 Ti is at $700 at Newegg. But that's not all. Galax GeForce RTX 4070 is at $520, and the PowerColor Hellhound Radeon RX 77 XT is at $419. Oh, the Sapphire Pulse Radeon RX 7900 XTX is at $930. So yeah, go check that out. Once you do that, you can go play some games. No, wait, you can't put them in your PlayStation, though, because Push Square did say that The Last of Us 2 Remastered just hit the best-selling game in January there in Europe. So maybe not in the U.S., but in Europe, January has been a good month for PlayStation. And they did very well, both digitally and physically. And they beat the launch of The Last of Us Part 1 by about 250%. And that was an upgrade from the PS4 version. Talk about stuff. PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that Assassin's Creed Japan game has a release date window confirmed. So Ubisoft once again in the call. And they did say that Assassin's Creed Red will be set for release in the fiscal year 2025, which means it'll be out no later than March 31st, 2025. So remember, April 1st, which means that AC Red will be out sometime holiday in 2024, because it's rumored to come out in this November. So here's what Ubisoft did say. Quote, "We're gearing up for a very promising lineup for fiscal year 2025, including the upcoming release of Star Wars Outlaws in 2024. We shall see." Last but not least, PC Games N did say that they like the roguelike games, and there's a free update and DLCs coming to them. And the game is called Against the Storm. It's a fantasy city builder, and it saw its release in December 2023, thus following a early access on Steam and the Epic Game Store. Right now is overwhelming positive 95% on Steam. Cool. We shall see how it does going forward. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge. Oh boy, we got stuff to talk about. Yes, we do. So go check us out. This has been a DawnForge production. 2024, all rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. See you tomorrow. twitch.tv/DawnForge.